Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. CLSA says good time to bet on banks and cement. Analysts say IT biggies look good bet after profit taking. With resolution plan cleared, jet revival all set to take off. And RIL nears crucial support may have rub off on Nifty. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 53 points higher at 7 a.m, indicating gains ahead on Dalal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks rose with US futures on Monday amid optimism about some progress on stimulus talks in Washington. Shares advanced in Australia, Kospi rose 0.6% and Japan's Nikkei about 1%. On Friday, US stocks advanced as better-than-expected retail sales data brought buyers back to the market. Dow rose 112 points or 0.39%. The S&P 500 gained 0.47 points or 0.013%, and the Nasdaq 42 points or 0.36%. In oil market, the crude prices edged up in early Asian trade ahead of China's economic growth data. Brent December futures inched up 4 cents to $42.97 a barrel, while WTI crude rose 2 cents to $40.90. In currency market on Friday, the rupee settled almost flat at 73.35 against the US dollar in the absence of any fresh trigger. The dollar clung to gains on Monday, supported by investor worries about the looming US elections and the fading prospects of any fiscal stimulus. The pound strengthened 0.1% and the kiwi gained 0.3%. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices struggled for direction amid muted global rates. On MCX, December gold futures fell to ₹50,653 per 10 gram, while silver futures edged slightly lower to ₹61,512 a kg. In international markets, gold was unchanged at $1,901.54 an ounce. All in all, the Dalal Street looked set for some solid gains. On Friday, Nifty 50 formed an inside bar pattern on the daily chart, a day after the formation of a long bearish candle. Analysts saw it as a sign of resilience. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. CLSA is recommending investors to shift to banks, cement and L&T from IT and pharma as it expects the trend of economic normalization to favor domestic plays. In the past 10 years, 60% of the performance leaders of the first 9 months have become underperformers in the last quarter of the calendar year, and laggards become outperformers, the brokerage said. Traders took profits off the table in technology shares last week after a strong run over the last few months, but the recent underperformance might be a blip. Technical analysts are advising clients to buy the top four technology stocks, TCS, Infosys, Wipro and HCL Tech, on dips. The BSE IT index has gained 99.6% from its March low, while the Sensex has gained over 55% from its March lows. The first step in the resurrection of Jet Airways was taken on Saturday as the airline's lenders approved a resolution plan by investors based in Dubai and London. However, the path to Jet's revival remains long and arduous and will require a fresh business plan with low-cost capital infusion and efficient management. Jet needs airport slots and flying rights to make any headway in its new life. RIL is near a crucial support which, if broken, could see a retracement up to ₹2020, said technical and derivative analysts. However, they added that if the level of ₹2167 to ₹2170 is held, the stock could bounce. Analysts said the stock could also have a rub-off effect on Nifty, making it retrace to 11,550. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Buoyed by the rising global interest in ESG investing, the Goldman-backed Renew Power Ventures has revived its IPO plans, but it is now keen on an overseas listing in either London or on New York Stock Exchange. Tata Consumer Products is said to be evaluating strategic sales or partnerships in Cafe Coffee Day's retail outlets. Vedanta, an Hyderabad-based investment company, have bid for Lanco Amarkantak Power, which went into bankruptcy last year. DLF Cyber City Developers has raised ₹2,400 crore from SBI in the largest lease rental discounting transaction this year. Bharti Airtel is eyeing meaningful revenue from its digital services, including entertainment and financial services, within the next 3-4 quarters through a combination of its own products, partnerships and commerce. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.